Fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him light, for he'd many a mile to go that night afore he reached the town. Oh, the town, oh, the town, oh, he'd many a mile to go that night afore he reached the town. Oh, he ran till he came to a great big pen where the ducks and the geese were put therein. A couple of you will grease my chin afore I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you will grease my chin afore I leave this town. Oh, he grabbed the gray goose by the neck, throwed a duck across his back. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Oh. Then old Mother Flipper Flopper jumped out of bed. Out of the window she cocked her head, crying, John, John, the gray goose is gone, and the fox is on the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. Crying, John, John, the gray goose is gone, and the fox is on the town. Oh. Then Johnny went to the top of the hill, blowed his horn both loud and shrill. The fox, he said, had better flee with McGill, or they'll soon be on my trail. Oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. Fox, he said, had better flee with McGill, or they'll soon be on my trail. Oh. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Oh. Then the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a fork and knife. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones. Oh, the bones, oh, the bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones. Oh.